following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm DJ Lachey, and you are listening to Beyond the Obstacle, a podcast where we discuss what it takes to become an elite athlete.
Welcome to episode 4 of Beyond the Obstacle. So in today's episode, we're going to be talking about how I deal with injuries. For a little bit of background, I'm actually dealing with an injury right now, unfortunately. So I thought this would be a good time to do this episode. So I've been training Ninja Warrior for 6 years now, and I've dealt with my fair share of injuries. I've dealt with all types of injuries on all body parts, and it's always pretty hard. So today we're going to be discussing what to do when you're injured and mentally and physically how you can get through injuries. Currently, I was actually on a pretty nice streak of a few months with no major injuries. My last major injury was 8 months ago when I tore a flexor pulley, which was pretty tough, and that lasted a long time. It's still not even 100%, but it really took me out for like a good 3 or 4 months. But I just a few days ago, unfortunately, got some sort of tendon injury in my elbow. I don't know exactly what it is. It could be some kind of tendonitis, but some tendon-related injury in my left elbow, which is pretty unfortunate. I think it comes down to the fact that I didn't warm up enough before what I did. And I don't know how bad it is. It could be a couple days recovery. It could be a couple months. We will find out. But it is pretty rough when you get injured. Obviously, nobody wants to get hurt, especially an athlete, especially somebody who's trying to be one of the best in the world at their sport, like myself. And I think something really important to understand is injuries happen to everybody, and it is going to be hard, and that's okay, because everybody's been through it. Everyone's been there. I know I've been there a lot of times, and it doesn't really get any easier. All I want to do is train right now, but I just can't. And that's just how it has to be. I think it's really important to remember that you can't control stuff that has already happened. When you hurt yourself, that's in the past now, and you can't turn back time and reverse that. So you got to just play with the cards you're dealt. So like for me, now that I've had this elbow thing for like 4 or 5 days, I'm just working on whatever I can do mentally and physically to get through it. And I'll go over that in just a second. But I think that that's a super key element of getting injured, is to understand that you can't go back and reverse your injury. Because if you just keep dwelling on what you wish you would have done or what you wish happened, that's just not going to get you anywhere. Talking about how to actually recover from injuries, I think one thing that a lot of people forget is oftentimes injuries just need time to heal. So as much like physical therapy or different recovery methods you want to use, a lot of times injuries just take time. And some injuries, when you push through them and cause pain, it doesn't make it take longer to recover. But others, when you push through them and cause time, it will give you setbacks. So it's really important to identify what kind of injury you have. For me right now, one thing that's super rough about my elbow is I've had a similar injury to this like a year and a half ago on the other side. And so I know that this is an injury where if I push through it, it's going to make it worse, which is really rough because I can't train and push through it because it'll make the recovery time longer. And it's really important to identify if it's the type of injury that you can push through or if it's not, because some injuries you can push through it and cause it a little pain and it won't make it take any longer to recover. So make sure that you're really cautious until you identify that. Another really important thing is to make sure you know who to turn to when you get injured. If you don't have a circle of people around you that you trust, it's important to find what the steps are when you get injured. Because like for me, I have a friend who's a pretty good doctor that's a really good resource for me. And I have some other friends who are really experienced athletes that are good resources. But it's important to know who to trust, because a trap that you can really easily fall into, that I definitely have fallen into before, is starting to research injuries like on the internet. And it's funny because in almost any other aspect of my life, the first step when you don't know something is just look it up on the internet. But when it comes to injuries, anytime you start to research an injury, you'll just go down this rabbit hole of like scaring yourself. Because when you look up for example, with my current injury, with my elbow, I haven't even looked it up because I've learned this lesson a lot of times. But if I did look it up, I'm sure the first thing that would come up is like all the worst case scenarios. So you don't want to scare yourself. It's better to be checked out by an actual person than to just research stuff on the internet, because when you look up whatever your symptoms are, it'll always pop up all the worst stuff. And when you do that, you just scare yourself. So make sure that you have people around you that you trust. I've tried to like go to the doctor before for injuries and stuff. And if it's a major enough injury that you know for a fact like what you want from the doctor, like maybe you need an x-ray or maybe you need physical therapy or you need something specific, then it's worth it. But just to get checked out, I often have noticed that going to the doctor is not the move, because first off, it often takes a really long time to schedule appointments. And as an athlete, you don't have that time. And then also, it's sometimes really hard to get the referrals that you need. So unless it's something where you definitely need something specific, I wouldn't recommend calling the doctor or calling the advice nurse. Especially when you call the advice nurse, they always tell you the same things. They just say rest, ice, compress, that type of stuff. And they often don't understand the context of trying to become an elite athlete. So I think it's super important to have a circle of people around you that you trust and can provide you with the answers you need. So what you actually do once you know what your injury is, so there's the physical and the mental side. Physically, it's obviously, I've touched on this in some of my other episodes, but you can always push something in your training. So like for me with my elbow hurting right now, I can work a lot on my balance, on my leg strength. And even with my elbow injury, I can work on pushing. So like bench press, push-ups, whatever. I just can't pull right now. And so there's, no matter what your injury is, there's always something that you can work on. And so for me, I'm going to be pushing my legs a lot and my balance and my explosiveness in terms of lower body in the next few weeks for sure. And I think that's something that you can always remember, is there's always something you can push, even though obviously it's rough to not be able to push the things that you necessarily want to push. But that's on the physical side. That's a little less of a complex idea of just pushing the other aspects of your training. But talking about the mental side, I think this is the more important one, because it's really hard mentally when, like for me, my training is what gets me out of bed in the morning. As someone with huge athletic goals, I look forward to training every day more than anything else. And when I wake up in the morning, that's the thing that I'm looking forward to all day. And that's like the highlight of my day, because I'm so driven and I love the sport that I do so much. So it is really rough not being able to do what you love and push towards your goals to the max of your ability, like on a emotional side, on a mental aspect. So what I like to do a lot of times when I'm injured, especially like right now when I haven't had any major injuries in a while, is kind of take a step back and understand that the injuries are going to happen. And since I'm always pushing so hard, it's sometimes nice to take a little mental break. And so what I mean by that is when you can kind of separate yourself from having all your self-value tied into your sport, that can really remind you how much you love what you do. Because for me, I have spent so much of the last 6 years of my life emotionally invested in being the best possible Ninja Warrior athlete I can, that it's sometimes like I sometimes forget that there's other aspects of my life that are important, and that my self-worth isn't just determined by how good I am at ninja, which is something that's easy to forget a lot of times when I'm consumed in my motivation. And so having an injury is, honestly, you can think of it as an opportunity to kind of make that separation. And so a lot of times when I'm injured, I will push a little bit less hard than I have been, even though I was just mentioning that physically you can always push some other aspect of your training, which is true. And I'm definitely going to be trying to do that to some extent. But I think sometimes taking more rest days and doing some other things that you may have pushed to the side and not had time to do because you were training so hard, it's a good time to do stuff like that. And when you do that, and when you're actually end up healing, sometimes you can, and this is something I've definitely experienced, is sometimes I'll step away a little bit from my training And when I'm healed, I'll have a newfound motivation, and it can motivate me even more than I previously was. Like right now, with me having to chill out a little bit, I'm just like so ready to be back. And so I think once my elbow is healed and I'm ready to push really hard again, I'm going to have that extra motivation and even more passion than I already did, which is going to be awesome. So I can't wait for that. And I unfortunately do have some pretty major competitions coming up. So this is a particularly stressful one for me because I really need to be healed. My first really major competition is in 3 weeks. So I'm really hoping that I'm good for that. But another positive of taking this break is it's kind of a physical reset as well, because when you're training so hard and pushing so hard, there's just a buildup of like minor injuries or muscles being fatigued or different like joint stuff. And there's so much stuff that you can kind of, if you take a little step back, all that stuff can kind of be reset. Like for me as a ninja, with my elbow being kind of hurt now, since I won't be doing much upper body, I've been dealing with some like kind of chronic shoulder stuff, some like wrist stuff, even some like finger stuff. And all of that hopefully should get some rest that it was needing for a while now that I'm going to be chilling out a little bit from upper body. So that could potentially be beneficial. And hopefully when I come back, my body will be stronger than ever because I've been pushing so hard and now I'm giving it this rest time. Because at the end of the day, you have to remember that physically, in terms of growing muscle, it's the rest that grows the muscle. Because when you are training really hard, you're breaking down the muscle and it won't grow back unless you take care of your body. So hopefully with a little step back, really focusing on recovery and focusing on mental health, hopefully that can be the reset that my body needs in this particular scenario. And I know it has been for me in the past because, as I mentioned before, I've dealt with a ton of injuries over the last few years. And so hopefully if you listening to this are dealing with an injury, you can do that same type of thing and get that kind of mental and physical like factory reset. That's kind of how I think of it. But at the end of the day, injuries are rough. And so I think super important to, yeah, as I was saying before, I think key takeaways from today are make sure you can separate yourself from just your sport, because that's definitely been something that I've worked on the last couple of years that's helped me a lot. Because as much as I love my Ninja Warrior goals and my training, there's everybody is more than just one thing. So it's important to make sure that you focus on every aspect of your life in order to keep that motivation and keep that passion and become not only the best athlete you can, but also just the best person. Because I find that a lot of the best athletes in my sport and in any sport are also just complete people. Because when you're good in your sport and when you're good in other aspects of your life, that will translate to every other aspect. Like I noticed that when I'm happy and when I'm satisfied in every aspect of my life, I can train harder and vice versa. When I'm training hard, that helps every other aspect of my life. So that's an interesting thing about the topic of my podcast of becoming an elite athlete, is that it's not just about becoming an elite athlete, but it's also about becoming an elite person, because your athletic goals can be really metaphoric to other goals in your life, and they can also translate to other goals in your life because of mental stuff and motivation, and then vice versa. So I think that's something that's really important to remember in a rough time like when you're being injured, is that becoming an elite athlete isn't just about the athletic side of it. There's also the mental side and the whole rest of your life. So that's going to wrap things up for today's episode. Next week, we should be having our first guest on the podcast. So I'm super excited for that. So make sure that you check out next week's episode. And with that being said, hopefully my elbow is feeling better by the next time you hear my voice. And thank you for listening.